Egypt's tensions torque up a notch. Faith is becoming a civil rights issue on college campuses. And this past weekend, thousands rode the global shockwave of prayer. It's not a roller coaster, but stay tuned and find out what it was on the next edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Sparks fly in Egypt as Islamists search for a Muslim-turned-Christian. Tensions between the groups have soared over the last 2 years, and national instability adds just one more layer of anxiety.
Because of the pressure and because they are not sure about the future, there is a spirit of prayer arising in all the churches.
That's Mike. He's representing Ayan Network in Egypt, and he says that tensions are also serving to bring churches into a new spirit of unity. Ayan Network is equipping pastors to reach an ever-changing Egypt. Can you help? Visit us at missionnetworknews.org.
Egypt is a very important country, and whatever happened in Egypt, it affects the whole Arab world. So please pray for wisdom to the leaders, pray for stability in the government, pray for resources so the people do not suffer more than this.
Next, religious discrimination is fast becoming a civil rights issue. Well, no big surprise there, but we're talking about college campuses in the United States. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has been accused of discrimination because they use religious criteria in selecting student leaders. National Field Director Greg Howe says the problem is,
we are no longer perceived of as trusted advisors or contributors to the common good, and actually often perceived of as somewhat divisive.
However, InterVarsity has been asked to weigh in on a national discussion.
The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights recently announced that they were holding a briefing on March 22nd to explore the question of what's the intersection between current non-discrimination policies and religious liberties. And they're looking particularly at how that affects college and university campuses.
InterVarsity is providing testimony and submitting briefs for that hearing. Because the dialogue is ongoing, Howe says prayer is key.
Students on our college campuses are responding to this as a call to greater boldness in evangelism and discipleship.
This is Mission Network News. Today marks the first general election in Kenya since 2007. Why such a gap? 5 years ago, elections stirred such a violent frenzy that over 500,000 people were displaced. Well, to keep it from happening again, Food for the Hungry has been working with the government and other groups to promote peace. They've tried to reach so-called hotspot areas where the most violence occurred in 2007. So please, pray for peace in Kenya during this election process. Elsewhere, after 3 years back in the United States, Jenny Clements with the Mission Society felt called back to ministry in Mexico.
It's really good to be back. It feels like home in a lot of ways.
As Clements waits for her working visa, she's focusing her attention on a small group of college students.
Most of my ministry right now is just being with people and spending time with them and building relationships and doing a little bit of tutoring on the side, too.
She's serving in a part of Mexico where the majority of people are Catholic. However,
a lot of people know about Jesus and they've heard of him, but I wouldn't say that all people know that he is Savior and that he can do exactly what they're praying to Mary for and what they're praying to the saints for.
Pray for Clements' ministry as she shares the story of Jesus Christ with people in Mexico. For more details on what she's doing, check it out at missionnetworknews.org. And this past weekend, Open Doors asked young adults to become walking billboards for Christ. Through an event called Shockwave, an international day of prayer for the persecuted church broke out. The event united young adults who are passionate, committed, and unashamed of Jesus. They were asked to be the voice of Christians who are being persecuted worldwide. So pray that this event opened the eyes of a lot of people to the situations believers are facing around the world. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on our lives. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or are we willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.